You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. Stephanie Wood with Sharon Shrieky today, and we're at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And the title of our show every week is Body Confidence, LOA. Style, your way. So what is interesting that me and Sharon were talking about was how body confidence can really combat body shaming. Both of us have had certain experiences, and I'm sure our audience has had some experiences. But before we go into that, Sharon, let everybody know what you're up to and how they can connect with you.
Okay, my name is Sharon Shrieky, and you can reach me at my email. And if you email me, I can offer you a free session. My email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieky. So just send me an email, and I'll give you that free session. I'll send you all kinds of fun things. And I'm also been playing on Instagram these days, and it's Life Coaching with Sharon. I'm going to be doing a lot of fun things because I'm learning all about Instagram, and that's Life Coaching with Sharon, SHARON. And I'd love it for you guys to come see how I play. How about you, Steph? What have you been doing?
Sharon, before we go into me, give a little tidbit, please, of what the purpose and focus of your coaching is around.
So the purpose of my coaching is relationships, all kinds of relationships, every relationship in our life, our spouse, our children, and even ourselves. And so that is my focus, because I feel like that's everything. It's our happiness. And so my aim is to help everyone enhance their relationships.
Plus the relationship with their body.
Which is the most important of all. Yes. Well,
sometimes it's on and off. I never know what the thermostat is. You know, this is why I was attracted to being with Sharon on our radio calls, because we have a lot in common. I use my body knowledge system with relationships as well as a part of my system. And she focuses on relationships, so it makes us a really great duo with whatever subject we decide to do. And you can find me at Body Awe, AWE, Body Awe, as in awesome.com. You can collect my ebooks and my body knowledge system. But like Sharon, we have a coaching background in which we find to be best for our clients and our potential clients is to have that conversation. And when you have that conversation, you can hear what's really important to you, and we can coach you around that. So with that said, I spoke with Sharon earlier in the week, and body shaming came up again. And we want to see how body confidence, LOA style, can help us, I use the word combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, combat. How can body confidence help us with eliminating this body shaming that is coming up, especially with women? Sharon, do you have an example that you could give us?
So actually, I'm going to tell you, because In relationships, we're always slipping, and then we're improving. And through the slip, sometimes we can look at ourselves and say, "Hey, what's going on with what is this all about?" And so it's funny that you should ask me about body shaming, because this morning is here's the thing. Even when you're in relationships, and I'm dealing with relationships all the time, we will be challenged. And this morning I was challenged because my daughter was making a breakfast, and it's this cheesy, really doughy thing. And she put like 5 of them in the toaster oven, and she's going to eat it for breakfast. And I had something inside of me, because I was brought up, very health conscious, and made me make a comment about it. I said, whatever it was, it translated to her as body shaming. Huh. And I got such a reaction from her that I realized that she's lacking body confidence. And because of that, she was vulnerable to any little comment or any little, even though I had to look at myself and say, "Hey, why did you even say that? Maybe there's something in me that I have to work on." But at the same time, there's a body confidence issue when it sets you off.
A trigger. We call that in coaching.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
A trigger.
A trigger.
Okay. So something that somebody says, or a moment in time where it just sets you off.
Right. Well, this set her off, baby.
Now, do you think, I've seen comedians and talk show hosts, they don't just say body shaming. I'm thinking that you were doing a food shaming.
Yeah, I was thinking, why don't we pick, maybe there's another choice, there's some better choices. I was saying it like, the truth is, I needed to not say anything. And I had to, after that, I had to put my little coach hat on myself and say, you need to be coached on this. Because that's something inside of me, probably, I could probably blame generations that always spoke about.
Oh, yes, go ahead and blame.
I could blame a million people, but I'm going to blame myself.
Okay. So, looking from a coaching perspective, from the outside, looking at the story, there was more of a trigger in you, because you could have just left her alone.
Yes.
You needed to say what you said. Do you know why?
I definitely feel it was coming from love. And then I told her, I said, "This is coming from love, Shelley. But it was probably misplaced." And I tried to tell her that it was, maybe it was in the wrong context. Maybe it would have been better to have this conversation not when it was in the toaster oven, maybe tonight or another, next week, talk about choices, or what could we do? Let's create some healthy breakfasts, or make a plan. Because she has said in the past that she wants to eat healthier and she wants to feel good about herself. But the timing and everything was wrong. And so,
I know, but let me just pause here. In a way, she gave you permission. You said in the past that she would like to do some healthy eating.
Yes.
So I think that also propelled you to, she gave you permission to maybe say, "Hey."
So she gave me permission, but she didn't say, "Will you help me?" She just said, maybe I should start eating healthier. Oh, Mom, I'm going to start eating more salads, she told me. So she showed an interest.
Okay.
And I think that I just jumped on that. And she also wants to start dating and, you know, that whole business. And so I did the math and I said, okay, but you know, sometimes, you know, in relationships, we need to learn when the right timing is. You know, when that food is in the toaster oven and you're drooling and thinking, I'm going to bite into that. And then someone, you know, throws cold water on your, you know, on that idea. It's sort of, you know, it's asking for a fight, you know.
Well, again, Sharon, this might sound a little bit out of the box, but with Body Knowledge System, what I know to be true is maybe her body will be fueled by that little menu that she created. So for her, that's healthy in her body.
Yes, yes. You know, it also flashed through my mind that when a person believes that they're eating something that's going to be good for them, it does have a good effect. And when someone just throws a little dagger into that, you know, it can have a negative effect because you just added some negativity to that. And I'm aware.
So is there any time where you've done a little food shaming, or what's the opposite of food shaming?
So maybe the opposite would be food confidence.
I put you on the spot like I
always. Yeah, you love doing that.
Yeah, because law of attraction is all about words. So it's, let's go with food confidence because you're always so creative. I love it. Let me give you an example of myself and you do a little coaching if necessary.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the deal. I love pizza. But pizza doesn't love me.
Right.
So I decided to go halfway and I devised this nice little thin crust pizza with vegetables on it. No, really, it's delicious.
Yeah, that's genius.
Okay, not all this cheese, maybe a little sprinkle cheese.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So me and my body were happy in heaven. This pizza, and I didn't feel guilty. I didn't do any body shaming. I didn't do any food shaming, but I had to go halfway with my body because she doesn't like all that dough. She doesn't like cheese. She has a stomach ache the next day. It's not you don't keep a relationship if you give somebody a stomach ache, right? No,
definitely.
No, it's not going to work.
No.
So, I didn't want to have the stomach ache.
Right. So what did you do?
So I went halfway to experiment. And maybe that might be something that you can give your daughter or even yourself. I mean, is there a time when you eat a food and it just doesn't resonate with you at all?
Yeah.
Well,
Well, so I'm going to tell you, there's the intellectual part that tells me, so if you told me mac and cheese, you know, there's that inner child that loves that idea. But then there's the intellectual adulting, Sharon, that says, no, that's not going to work for you. You don't eat it. And so that's where my thinking is. And so,
but how can you go halfway? Just like in a relationship where you compromise and you negotiate.
Right.
And you have a new plan.
Yeah, I like that idea. So, yeah, so of course, so you could make it low fat, you could make it healthy, you could do it vegan, these days it's an unbelievable thing what we can do. We can have our cake and eat it too. And so I see where you're coming from. So you're giving, I mean, this is what I'm taking from what you're saying, is that your idea would be, if I had my daughter, I can give her ideas on how she can have the food she loves, make
comfort. Or let her think of the ideas.
Ah, yes.
That's what we do in coaching. Let her
come up with some plan for herself that will... You know, of how she could manage.
Now, you know your daughter much better than me. What do you think she would think up?
I think that after this blows over, what usually happens is she'll come home from work and she'll say, "I'm sorry, Mommy, for yelling at you." And I'll say, "I'm so sorry for the way it came out. I didn't realize I would have that reaction, that, you know, that you'd feel this way." And then I could probably give that suggestion, you know, there's ways of having your, you know, doing things, you know, maybe you could think of a way that you can modify, you know, or the truth is, it is actually a better idea to eat that kind of food in the morning, in the earlier part of the day than the later.
I know, but that's your point of view.
Right. That. So then I would probably ask her.
It's her point of view. Excuse me. That's her point of view, not yours.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Is
but you want to remain in relationship with her, so you're going to have to go halfway.
It's such an interesting thing that happens, because as a parent, you want to teach, because they're clean slates. They really don't know. And so the balancing between teaching and not crossing the line to shaming, you know, it's very delicate these days. It's not like it used to be. I think parents, kids would accept this from a parent. We accepted when our parent told us. But today, kids they're not. They could learn from other places. They don't have to learn from you. And so that's where it becomes tricky. And if they're not interested in learning, then they don't have to learn it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's really, you know, I'm glad you brought it up to this, you know, time and day. So do you, because you know your daughter better than anybody, tell me what she was feeling when you...
To tell you what she was feeling, the reaction that she got from the conversation was really blown out of proportion.
Okay, tell me, can you just be your daughter right now?
Yeah, I'll be her. I'll be her. A very mild girl, sweet, shy girl. Okay. So we're role playing here. I'm my daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
You're the daughter.
All right. So hi, Mom. I just put some of these, pastries in the oven. I'm going to school now. I'm going to work now.
Okay. I'm gonna be Mommy. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking in my head, pastries?
Yeah.
To start her day off? I don't think so. Okay, so Mom, you have to be both people.
So yeah. So she's saying, I put like five of them in, and I'm gonna eat them. I'm gonna eat that. Yeah.
Okay, be Mommy now. What is Mommy?
I said, I don't know. This is like, you know, maybe there's better choices than all those, all that fat and dough and all that. Maybe you could come up with like something better for breakfast. And she was like, "No. Well, how could you say that? That's terrible. That's fat shaming. Why would you do that? Don't. Hey, you. I hate when you do that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, now Sharon, did you hold your ground or did you fall into a crack?
I fell into, I don't know, a rabbit hole. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to get out of here. How am I gonna
get out of this?
I don't know how to get out of there. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It came out wrong. I didn't mean to. So what was happening was, like you said, not enough body confidence. Not enough body confidence to handle a comment like that. And that is what I learned from the experience. What I learned actually for me is, I'm going to do it better next time. I'm going to wait till, hold that back and wait till a better time when she doesn't have that delicious pastry in the oven, in the toaster oven. But what she revealed was how she's feel her confidence, her body confidence is not there. Because if it was, she would say, nah, I'm good. I'm going to enjoy that. And that's it. I'm like, who cares, you know? But I triggered her, and so she revealed. And so now the what I'm feeling is empathy. What I'm feeling is I need to be available to her to give her confidence, you know, to build her confidence, her body confidence. And I think that's a very important job now, you know, between me and my husband. I now know that there's some work over here to be done.
But isn't it wonderful to know that we have a tool and technique called body confidence? It comes in different forms and shapes and styles, that if you give someone and coach them around body confidence, they can deal with any situation where they feel attacked, whether it's another girlfriend, their mom, anybody, a boyfriend.
Even the gym. I mean, you know, I hear there's a lot of body fat shaming happening at the gym. And
at the gym? Okay, before we go there, let me pause. Tell people how they can contact you, Sharon, because you're so superb. I need people to know how to contact you.
Okay, contact me on my email. My email is sharonshriki@gmail.com. It's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And I will send you lots of interesting things that I'm actually in the process of doing right now. And I will offer you a free coaching session, and you can get a little taste of what relationship coaching is. I'm playing on Instagram, Life Coaching with Sharon. I'd love for you to visit me and really enjoy that. Thank you. And Stephanie, what are you up to?
I'm up to being at Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. I'm Coach Stephanie Wood. I call myself a coach because over 15 years, I've enjoyed the world of coaching and helping my clients to bring their talents out into the world with body confidence and entrepreneurial skills and my body knowledge system. And you can reach me at my site, bodyawe.com, and also at Law of Attraction Radio Network. So Sharon, we stopped off at how the people around us can help us with body confidence. I mean, how do you even do that?
I think that you have a system. I have a body knowledge system.
But yeah, well, it's really interesting because the way the two of us are connected is when you have a relationship with your body or with other people, I mean, a relationship has to do with compromising, negotiating, hearing each other, listening to each other. those components make it a way that both of you can grow and thrive in this world. Yeah. And you said something that really I want to bring to our audience's attention is, you say the world is changing now. I mean, when I was a little girl or an adolescent or an adult, I knew about body shaming. I mean, it never came into my world. Did it for you?
Ah, yeah, for sure.
I guess I was very sheltered.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? It's what your family looks at. I mean, for me, that was, my family comes from South America, and that's something that's very, the way you look is very important over there. You know, the body, and that was like something that was, it determines whether you, how you marry, and so whether you marry well or not. And so this carries over, it carried over. And so that's something that I always have to be aware is in my brain, and so I always have to check it and focus. I think focusing on the good, focusing on what is working, what's good. And if we start to focus on what's good, we can, it's that whole gratitude piece that when you're grateful for what's working and what does look good, and you focus on that and you feel good about it, you attract. That's the law of attraction, right?
Yes. What you put your attention on, you get more of. But as you see your daughter growing up and as you're wrapping up, what would you most want our audience and your daughter to know about body confidence?
So what I want her to know is that everybody, we have to, there's a respect that's needed in the world. And even I need to learn it. And we all need to learn this. We all have to respect one another for their path and their journey. And so it could be that for me and my journey, that was something that was, of utmost importance. But for her, in her journey, it could be a different thing. It could be emotions. It could be anything. We all need to respect other people's journeys and what they came to learn. And I think that's something that I learned in this event that happened this morning. And I just marvel at how we, every single day, we're growing and learning through experiences. So I think it's important to pull out the learning and not just let it be an event that hurt you or that affected you. The learning is always value.
And I know with me and my body, when we just put our head on our pillow and go to sleep, the next day, we're fine.
Right.
We're out of the story. We're out of the any negativity. And that's what I learned today.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, I'll see you next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward.
Okay.
Folks, I love talking to you. Thank you. Thank you. That's so nice.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.